Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
I've been to hang-ins before, but never my own. These are the opening lines of Hillsborough author Nancy Peacock's new book, The Life and Times of Persimmon Wilson. And the time is 1875, and the book's main character, Percy or Persimmon Wilson, is writing down his life story while awaiting his execution for murdering his former master and kidnapping and raping the master's wife, who is also Percy's former lover. Wow. But there's more. According to famed author Lee Smith, who writes that from the riveting beginning to the last perfect word, Nancy Peacock grabs her reader by the throat and forces him to hang on for dear life as the action moves from a Louisiana sugar plantation to life among the Western Comanches, bringing to blazing life her themes of race and true love caught in the throes of history. The Life and Times of Persimmon Wilson is a deeply moving and exciting American saga as has ever been penned. That's all according to Lee Smith. So let's go back to 1875 in the little town of Drunken Bride, Texas, where Percy Wilson contemplates his upcoming hanging. And then he writes, "Still, it should be some comfort to me that except for the noose around my neck and the drop that will take my life, I know exactly what to expect 2 days hence. I know that there will be a crowd like there was, as always is at a hanging, picnics, baskets lined with checkered cloths, and the smell of fried chicken and the noise of children. There will be, like there always is, a preacher and a group of white women dressed in black, singing me to their God." And Persimmon Wilson continues, "I expect that the day of my execution will be a beautiful day. It hasn't rained lately, but that could change. Some old Indian could show up and do a rain dance, and the whole thing might be postponed. I doubt it, though. I've never seen a hanging rained out. It seems to me like the white God smiles on a hanging, just like he smiles on making money." Well, the New York Times named Nancy Peacock's first novel, Life Without Water, one of its notable books. And North Carolina Book Watch featured her memoir, A Broom of One's Own, about housekeeping. And then it's about her experiences making a living cleaning other people's houses. But Nancy Peacock's list of other jobs should make us hope that there will be more books based on her experiences. She says she's done newspaper delivery, waitress, clerk in 3 different drugstores, clerk in a hardware store, locksmith, carpenter, bartender in 5 different bars, a cocktail waitress, clerk in 2 different grocery stores, exercise instructor, milker on a dairy farm, stall murker on a horse farm, bread delivery, farm worker, baker, assistant drum maker, costumer, painter, housekeeper, packer, that is packing other people's belongings, writer, and teacher. In the meantime, waiting for that next book, but in the meantime, The Life and Times of Persimmon Wilson, in that book she has given us what could turn out to be her best book ever and this summer's most provocative and enjoyable read. This is D.G. Martin.